Hi, everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday. This is Monday. We are not in the studio today. We are far, far away in the windy city of Chicago, where it is early in the morning, I'll just say that. But we wanted to make sure that we passed a message on to you. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote The Little Red Book of Selling, and I'm joined by the great
Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in a New York Minute and author of the book Sales in a New York Minute.
So, Jenny, how are you doing this morning?
I am pumped and ready to go today.
Yeah, whenever I'm giving a seminar, it's always like a great day. I'm up the crack of dawn. I am rip-roaring ready to go. I feel so good about delivering a message. But we have a message for you before we start.
Yeah, I think it's like a 6 a.m. message. We're recording this really early in the morning, and we're very grateful to our producer, Doug, who has met us at this early
also
hour.
Also here at 6 a.m.
Yeah, to get this show
No, he phoned
done.
It in. He said, just start without me.
This is sort of funny. So I just set my Apple Watch to a new setting, and I was looking at the time, and I'm looking at my watch, and I can't figure out how to find the time.
That's pretty interesting.
Sort of defeats
the
purpose.
Watch does everything. Yeah, the watch now does everything except tell you the time. You have to like figure out what the app is. There's an app for time. What's on your mind this morning, Jen? How are we gonna help all the diehards that are out there right now that are looking for that one thing that they can do better today to put a few bucks in their pocket?
Well, let's do it, Jeffrey, because this is Motivation Monday, and that's our job.
Oh, I know. What's the topic? Come on.
All right. Let's talk about the urgency to buy. And I want to talk about the fine balancing act between the seller's urgency and the buyer's urgency. Because a lot of times, or I would say almost all the time, the seller has this high urgency to sell, but the buyer may or may not have a high urgency to buy.
Right.
And so I want to dig into this topic and talk about how we can most help you align your urgency and their urgency.
Right. Just because you're important to them does not mean they're important to you.
Yeah. So, for example, I had a sales rep come to me a couple of days ago, and he said...
Actually, I think I reversed that. Just because they are important to you does not mean that you are important to them.
That's correct.
Okay,
yes. I didn't have coffee yet, so I didn't catch that.
Sorry.
I'm drinking this new coffee, but only on the road because at home I drink Death Wish.
Yeah,
don't worry, I'm loyal.
Everyone does.
Yeah. Okay. So the sales rep came to me and he said, "Jen, I have this issue. I need to talk to you about it. I had 6 appointments today, and 5 of them canceled."
Wow, that's a good number.
I said, "Well, what are you doing to confirm?
Second of all, did the 6th one close?"
And then, that's great that you had 6 appointments today. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's dig into these. It seems like they were pretty solid appointments. Now, let me remind you something. Your urgency is not their urgency. So just because you want to close the sale right this very minute and you want to talk to them so you can push the sale one step further this very minute, they may not care. They have other issues, other things on their mind that are way more important to them than your sales pitch.
Agreed. Now, you're on a mission. Your mission is to make the sale.
Yes.
They're on a mission, and that may not be your mission.
Right.
So you have to, as a salesperson, as a diehard salesperson, uncover their mission. Because inside their mission is their urgency to buy. And once you uncover their urgency, then you have also uncovered their motive. Why do they want to buy now, or why do they want to postpone buying? How important is it to them now? What's their productivity factor? What's their profitability factor? What is something broken, or do they just need it for 6 months in the future? Mm-hmm. And once you understand that, then you can communicate with them on their urgency level, not yours.
Okay, so let's talk about how you determine that urgency to buy.
Okay.
So if I'm a diehard, what's my first step I should take to really understand why they want to buy and if they want to buy right now?
I start with experience. I want to know what my customer's experience is with my product, regardless of what it is, whether it's insurance or copy machines or training. Once you understand how they're using, once you understand what their productivity is, once you understand what their real issues are, then and only then can you uncover why they might want something different or better in the future. That will tell you what their motive is to buy. And once you understand motive, then you get urgency. So I want to know what happened in the past. I want to know what's happening right now. And I want to know what their vision is for what's going to happen in the future. If I know those three things, then I can determine urgency. Because if they tell me that there's no budget right now, but in 6 months they're going to have a budget, that tells me urgency. If they tell me it's broken right now and their CEO wants action, that tells me their urgency. But I have to know their story. I have to understand what has happened in their life, in their business lives, and then I can uncover motive / urgency.
I think a lot of times the buyer doesn't even know what their vision is. They don't know what, they have some clue, but they don't know what it could be. And your job as the salesperson is to paint that picture for them and literally show them how working with you or using your products and services would give them a different outcome.
Right. They're looking for clarity. You're in front of them. You can clarify everything they need and put it into some logical sequence so they can see themselves doing it. But if they can't see themselves doing it, you have no deal.
Yeah. Also, like, they're not going to care as much about outcome if you haven't uncovered their why, because you can pitch the outcome in a totally different way based on their reasoning to buy. You might be pitching an outcome that they don't even care about if you don't understand what their motive is. So I love that you put motive in there as one of the first few things that you really need to understand.
Yeah, and if I can understand the difference between what's happening now and what they hope was happening, then I can put myself in the middle and see if I can resolve that issue. If I can solve that problem, if I can answer that issue, then I'm going to get a purchase.
But Jeffrey, I don't even know what they call those account reps. I cold call other people. And so how would I know what their urgency is to buy? How would I know what their issues are? I cold call.
Well, if you cold call, I have a philosophy about cold calling. I think it's a lousy place to make a sale, but it's a great place to learn how to sell. And if you approach it from that perspective, what you're trying to do is just ask the questions that I've just given you. Ask the questions about past, ask the questions about present, ask the questions about future, and start to learn what it is that you need to know in order to be able to get to a sale. Stop trying to close a sale that you haven't even opened yet. You know,
I cold called every charter school in uh-huh. Washington, D.C., and I got all but one, actually, to invest in the product that I was selling. And I just made general assumptions, okay? You all have similar problems.
True.
Okay?
All of your customers
customers have similar problems. You can make a baseline assumption. You don't have to say, I have no idea because I cold call and I don't know who they are and I don't know anything about them and how am I going to find out all this information? Yeah. You make general assumptions and then you ask questions to really dig deeper. So, you know, I would make general assumptions that their teachers had too much on their plate and needed technology to help them solve some of these issues. I happen to sell the technology, you know, and so I would come in there and talk about how I could help them. That's your job, diehard. That's your job, is to come in there, make general assumptions enough to get you in the door to start getting them to open up about their issues.
I think that if you put yourself in the position of the other person, and you know enough about them to know what their issues are, and there's an easy way to find that out, and that is go work at your customer's place of business for a week, one a day. Just go to the customer and say, "Hey, can I possibly work here today while you're using our stuff so I can understand a little bit more about it?" Hell, they'll do it. Hell yeah, come in for a month.
It's really funny you say that. When I was new selling educational software, I had no idea what it was like for my users and my buyers. And so I asked both groups if I could shadow them mm-hmm. because I wanted to see how the users were using the technology that we were selling so that I could talk about it from their perspective, because sometimes they would be gatekeepers. Okay. Yeah. And then I would literally go sit next to the buyer for a couple of hours and see what their world was like.
And before we check out, I want to challenge you with
one more. We're checking out?
Yeah.
What?
We're checking out. Before you tell me what you can't do, reverse that statement and say, what do I need to do so that I can? In other words, if you can't find something out about the buyer, then what could you do to find out something about them? What could you do that would lead you to that? I'm sick and tired of salespeople making stupid, lame excuses about what they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And they expose themselves as not only weak, but have a shitty attitude about where they have to go and what they have to do. It's like they want to be spoon-fed for something. You can do it yourself.
So on this Motivation Monday,
yeah,
do it yourself.
Exactly. And stop being lazy about it. Just go out there and learn what you need to learn from your customers. They're the ones that have all the answers. Once you learn those answers from 10 customers, you can walk into the 11th and say, would you like to know what happened with the 10 customers I just visited? And every single one of them is going to want to know.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So,
you have a seminar to do.
Huh? I know. I got to go.
I know. Hey, guys, come see Jeffrey. If you're not coming to the Chicago event today, find Jeffrey at cgittimer.com. Come to Atlanta, Philly, Dallas. Come to one of his events
this
year.
Come to Philadelphia, home of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, that event is selling out, actually, pretty quickly. So if you are coming to Philly, you may want to get your tickets now.
Go.
Yeah, but here's the deal, guys. Don't say, I'm going to wait till next year when he's coming closer to me. They have airplanes. You need to come now. You need to come in 2018 so that you can have the best 2019 ever. You wait till next year, you're going to waste half the year waiting on Jeffrey to come to you. You come see him.
Actually, I'm not going to tell you how to have your best year. I'm going to tell you how to have your best decade. And that's one of the things that most salespeople fail at. They're looking to make 1 year good. No. I want you to make 10 years good.
Ooh.
So, I'm backing out of here. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote The Little Red Book of Selling.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in a New York Minute.
And we're reminding you that on this Motivation Monday, you get out there and sell something even if your ass falls off.